Hare Krishna. So today is the 29th of June. It's okay, don't worry. Okay, you can put it here in case I... And 2019, somebody else was supposed to give a class today, Pankajangri Prabhu, but then he cannot do that. And they asked me on the last minute to fill up the gap. So they were supposed to send me the verse, so there is no verse today. But because it's the second day of the marathon, so we will discuss a little bit, something spontaneous about the activity of book distribution. How important it is in our society. As we all know, every religion, every institution, has had a success from their own books. Like, for example, if you see this huge empire of the Vatican, it all started from one book, the Bible. From the book comes congregation, people, they become inspired. And then they come together, they do things, they follow the words of God. And then when people, they come together also, they generate resource, money. And then with money, they build churches, temples. And then from temples, they start to pray. And then after praying, you feel inspired to give out more Bible to people. So, in every religion, the success is measured by from the strength of the book. You can say that the main pillar of the Islamic religion, it's the Quran. The main pillar for the Vatican, the Christianity, is the Bible. And if you have the international society today, you can see that was also started from few books. Srila Prabhupada, he left Vrindavan. He could have passed away in Vrindavan very peacefully. He was doing his puja. Krishna was very happy with him, Radha Damodar. But as we know, Krishna is very liberal. He did not say to Srila Prabhupada, either you go and preach in the West or I'll kill you, or Allah. Krishna is not like that. If you preach, he's happy. If you don't preach, he's happy. Whatever you want to do in spiritual life, if you want just come and enjoy the prasad, he's very happy. For you just to go back home by taking prasad, association with devotees, and having darshan of the deities, reading the books, that's very pleasing to the Lord. But as we discussed the other day, but then, you know, it's like we are not offering any activity or any sign of gratitude. Srila Prabhupada actually, he wanted to come to the West as an act of gratitude to the Lord. Yes, you have liberated me, my Guru Maharaj has liberated me, but I have to thank them by going to the West and liberate all these poor conditioned souls. So Srila Prabhupada came out of his causeless mercy. There was no cause. It was his own prerogative. He could have stayed in Vrindavan, but then nothing would have happened here. But he decided to come and light the fire of Krishna consciousness all over the world. So he could see that there is a particular devotee in our philosophy that it's very special devotee, the Madhyamadhikari, the preacher. Is actually considered to be, within this material world, even more important than Krishna himself. Because if you analyze the causeless mercy, it actually doesn't come from pious activities. It doesn't come from Krishna. It doesn't come from your austerity or the yoga that you perform or the celibacy that you perform. It doesn't come from even from an Uttamadhikari, because Uttamadhikari doesn't preach. He thinks everybody should preach to me. He thinks that I need help. How can I help people if I need help myself? And it doesn't come from a Kanista, the neophyte, new devotee, because he doesn't preach. He likes to worship the deities, take prasad, and occasionally does some service or whatever. But the Kanista has, it says in our Shastra that he has no mercy to give out. He's not kind and merciful to the conditioned souls. So the Madhyamadhikari is the middle class devotee that he comes and preach. Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to do that. He wanted to preach. He was not happy just to have a darshan of Radha Damodar and his bhajan. It's nice, you know, you feel good, you purify yourself, but then what? Everybody else is missing out. So you could see that Srila Prabhupada came to the West, therefore, with his causeless mercy, and he gave it to us in the form of these books. He's gone, but he's left behind his personality, which is still residing in these books. So, and our duty is to actually pass them on and give a Prabhupada consciousness to the conditioned souls. Lord Chaitanya himself, he came to perform the activity of a preacher, Madhyamadhikari. He didn't come as an Uttamadhikari. You will never find an Uttamadhikari in this world, because Uttamadhikari doesn't preach. They're all there in the spiritual world. But as soon as they come here, even if they don't preach, they say, oh, Srila Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj was Uttamadhikari. That's fine. They are Uttama, all these liberates, but they come here for a purpose. Otherwise, why they come? So therefore, even if people, they have a darshan of such a personality, that's preaching, people, they get purified. So you can see that even if you go out and you don't give out any books, people, they have a darshan of you, they become purified. And that's preaching. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't come as a Krishna, he didn't come as an Uttamadhikari, and he didn't come as a neophyte, but he came as a preacher, Madhyamadhikari. So we are all potentially adopting this, we can all fulfill this duty of a Madhyamadhikari, the duty of preaching in full potency, just as much as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he displayed. He can empower anybody to do the work that he did. He empowered the Srila Prabhupada, he empowered the Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And so very often a devotee performs even more than the Lord. You could say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, he came, he propagated Krishna consciousness in India. But he didn't come outside of India. So he gave the credit, he empowered his successors to do the work from his own desire. Of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can deliver the whole world, but he wanted to give the credit to his devotees, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Prabhupada especially. He came to the West, you know, based on the desire of his guru, of his spiritual master. So Krishna himself, he says, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu Namedveshostinapriya. He says, I'm equal to everyone. Therefore, he doesn't give the mercy like Madhyamadikari, the causeless mercy. Actually, he demands surrender. If you surrender, he gives you the mercy. But the devotees in the street, they don't demand you to surrender. They beg you, please take the book, take some prasad. You don't have to surrender and go home. And in this way, people benefit the liberal causeless mercy from a devotee that ultimately is from Krishna. So Krishna is impartial to everyone. Samoham Sarvabhuteshu. You know, I'm equal to everyone. So if he gives the mercy to someone, then he has to give to everyone. So then how come only few of us comes to Krishna consciousness? You see, it doesn't mean it's a Krishna's mercy. Because otherwise the Lord is partial. He favors us, but then he doesn't favor, you know, the rest of the population outside there. So you could say that Krishna is pick and choosy. No, he loves everybody equally. We've been picked and choosed by a Madhyamadikari, by the devotee. The pious activities, I don't think people, all of us, we came to Krishna consciousness based on the strength of pious activities, because otherwise pious activity is more powerful than devotional service. There's a lot of people outside there performing great work. They're even more pious than us, believe it or not. Sometimes we're very proud of our achievement. You know, maybe one or two hospitals that we have opened. There are people, billionaires, you know, they open up wells, hospitals. They give out so much money in charity. They are very compassionate. But still, doesn't qualify them to be devotee, to become a devotee. Why? Because ultimately, they have to receive the mercy of a devotee. If they receive the mercy of a devotee, then they may be lucky to come to Krishna consciousness. Maybe in this life or maybe next life. So, that's why preaching a devotee, Jesus Christ came for the same purpose. He was a fisherman, just like us. He was going out with his disciples, fishing for men, bringing them to the God consciousness, preaching. And he was a guru. That's why he called the 12 of his pupils his 12 disciples. Same thing that we do. We have gurus, we have disciples. So it's a universal understanding, you know, that if you preach, then you will touch the soul of someone. It's not that God appears in front of someone. Okay, now you're ready to become a devotee. It's not like that. Krishna is not a magician that he makes himself appearing in front of someone, a materialistic person. If he wants to do that, he can do that. It's not a problem. But what is the purpose? No, he wants to give the criteria, a judgment, not judgment, but prerogative to his devotee. You decide who will come to me. That's why when we go out, we pick and choose people. We decide which one to stop. Of course, Krishna, he also helps us in our heart. You know, this one looks quite pious, so maybe he will embrace Krishna consciousness. Or this one, I mean, the pious activities, sometimes they bring to the stage of meeting a devotee. But still, if you don't receive the causeless mercy of the devotee, then still you can't become a devotee. So therefore, the ultimate touch, it's not from the pious activity. It's not a pious activity, it's a springboard towards human life, how to come to the mode of goodness. But it's not even a Krishna himself, not even by reading these books. If someone read the book, unless he meet the person, and if he embraces the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, and he connect with him, or meet a preacher who can actually explain better the understanding of these books, then there is no chance for the person to become a devotee. There was a friend of mine that he picked up one of the books, Life Come From Life, and he read it, and then he also purchased the Bhagavad Gita from somewhere else, because there were reference from Life Come From Life about Bhagavad Gita. And then he read it, but still, after so many years, you know, he was not convinced, until he met a devotee. He met a devotee in the street, Shishirada Gokulananda Kija. And that was the final touch. The devotee actually gave him the mercy, causeless mercy. And he then surrendered his life and became a devotee. So how important is for us to... we have responsibilities, we have duties to not just... you know, coming here and have a darshan and do some service, but then what? After you have done your service, you get purified, you give donation, you get purified, the Lord is pleased. And then once you get purified, then what? See, there is always something more you can do. Because the ultimate activity that the Lord will be very pleased is to for you to go out and give the message to somebody else, help someone else. Otherwise, we will remain Sunday feast devotee. Or we'll remain daily darshan devotee. Do you agree? You agree with me? That's why Lord Chaitanya said, I know many of you work outside, but it doesn't. That's not bad. It's good. You come to the temple, you know, you charge up your heart with a darshan, prasadam. But Lord Chaitanya said, wherever you go, whoever you meet, just tell them a little something about Krishna. That's book distribution, sankirtan. You tell people a little something about Krishna. Krishna is in their heart, and then it's like, if we have a desire to do that, our Paramatma will be very pleased. And then the person Paramatma will be very pleased. And then the three of us together, me, my Paramatma, and the Paramatma of that person will convince the soul, the lost soul, to also join us. Because people, they, even though they have theirs, I met one man yesterday, big family, many children, and but still, he felt very lonely. Sometimes you got a lot of friends, you got a lot of family members, you have a lot of influential surrounding, but still you feel very lonely inside. What is it? It's because I said, what makes you feeling lonely? He said, the fear. I feel afraid. I feel I'm always wondering where I come from. Who are these people around me? Why do I have to die? What is the purpose of life? Why I came in this? They were all interesting questions. They're all the questions that Sanatana Goswami asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I don't know who I am. I don't know why I am in this material world. I don't know why I'm suffering. I don't know where I go, where I die, when I die. Because all these questions, they make you feeling like a passenger, lonely. Yes, you have your mom and daddy, you have some friends, you have a brother, a sister, a father, or whatever. But you will lose them. Before you came, they were not your mom and daddy. So, and for a few months, maybe 600-700 months, they're your mom and daddy. But then afterwards, when you die or they die, you lose them. You can see every relationship is temporary. It's a temporary. We are hanging on to something which is temporary. It's illusion. You can say relatively yes, but it's reality. It's the material reality. But there is one more reality, more real than this, which is to discover our original position, original father, Ambija Pradapita, Krishna, the source of all the living entities, the seed-giving father of all the living entities. So everybody is searching for that person. People, they don't speak about it. And then many bad things happen to them, and they reject the faith that they have in their own religion, that whatever little faith that they have in God, they reject it because of suffering. People, they suffer, and then they deny God. It means they blame God for their suffering. They don't understand the principle of karma, why they are suffering. I am a good person, but bad things are happening to me. So we are actually very often we have this we negate the existence of God because the life is so painful. And we think, you know, if I'm in pain, then somebody's inflicting that pain on me. But actually the pain is not from God. It's from Adibhautika, Adiatmika, Adidevika. These are the klesha, the three klesha. Pain from other living entities, pain from the body and mind, and pain from the demigods, like too much heat, too much cold. Like, you know, yesterday quite a few people, they died in France because of very hot weather. That's Adidevika. There are demigods, they control temperature, the sun, the rain, the cold, the earthquake, the tsunami, the air, cyclone, typhoon, whatever you call it. These are all suffering inflicted by material nature. And it's all from karma, from previous life. The way, to the degree we abuse this material energy, that degree we have to be punished in our next life, or maybe after a few lives. We may be pious in this life, but it doesn't mean that we are clean, you know, that, and then bad things comes to us. That's prarabdha karma. It means in previous lives we must have done something very bad for the reaction to come. Because it's not, the reaction comes on his own accord. So same thing when the suffering from other living entities, like the enemies, people who don't like you, people who are giving you hard time, that is also karma. And then there is suffering from the mind and the body. It's not by chance some people, you know, they're healthy, some people they're diseased. So we go outside there to give these books to the society. And usually my mantra is, you know, we don't sell them, but we print these books to help a society from these four major sufferings, like old age, disease, birth, and death. Because ultimately people, they are suffering of these four miseries. And these books, they will free them. They're the books of freedom, will free them from this suffering. Or at least they understand. If you go to the doctor and you are in so much pain and you don't know what it is, and you change one doctor and then another one and another one, and they can't tell you what it is, it's very, you feel scared, afraid, isn't it? But even if they don't cure you, if it's one specific doctor, he tells you, okay, we found the problem. Then you say, ah, so that was the problem. Let's say a stone in the kidney or something, you know, blocked near your heart. Isn't it? You know, knowledge gives you, even though it's not the, because you don't have the realization of that knowledge, so therefore it doesn't bring you to liberation, but brings you to an understanding. At least knowledge brings you relief. At least you know. That's the very first thing, you know, in our society as a devotee. We, by reading these books, we understand why we are suffering. Ah, because of this. Ah, because of that. But it doesn't mean that we stop suffering. And then, along with the understanding comes also the practice of devotional service. Because the books, they tell you, tad vijnanartham sam gurum eva bikachit. Now that you have understood why you're suffering, it's time for you to search for a guru. Tad gurum eva bikachit. You know, then you approach a guru, the guru gives you the bhajana kriya, the faith, devotional service. And that with that devotional service, you become relieved, purified from all your suffering. And then you become not just peaceful, but you become steady, ruchi, and then you taste nishta, you become steady in this activity, in this understanding. And then you get a bhava, a shakti for Krishna, some bhava, you know, you feel bliss when you chant, when you dance, when you take prasad, when you associate with another like-minded devotee. But then it comes to the point, oh, wait a minute, I am enjoying all this process of change within myself. Let me help somebody else to feel the way I'm feeling. That's what Krishna wants. This is actually hitting on the nail, means once we come to the stage, not the stage, the stage of bhava, the stage of prema, in my opinion, and maybe it's a sacrilege for me to say such a thing, but in my opinion, is a subordinate to the stage of preaching. You may have a bhava, attachment for Krishna, you may get Krishna prema, then what? You go back home, back to God, that's fine. But it's a bit selfish, isn't it? Because we, before we go, we want to help other people. See, there is that little thing, little touch of compassion attached to it. Prema, love for God, if he doesn't have a compassion for other living entities, it's nice. It's nice to witness someone who loves God, but then what? What we got to do with that person is getting liberated, but still he's not giving out any mercy. So you may preserve the prerogative of saying he's selfish. It's not from a critical point of view. It's nice to see someone, you know, that he wants become liberated, has full heart, full feeling of love of Godhead towards Krishna. But if he doesn't have the spirit of compassion, of sharing that love with other people, that's what Prabhupada did. And Prabhupada wanted all of us, not just few, all of us to share this Krishna consciousness. And that's preaching. And you are all, this is a movement of Madhyamadikari. The movement means has to move forward, increase. It has to increase. So the importance of book distribution, it's something very, it's the crown jewel of every religion. Every religion becomes big because of their books. As I said before, the Vatican is big because of the Bible. If you destroy all the church, all the money, all the manpower, all the followers, you burn them up, okay? If, let's say, there is a big demon, like someone who wants to destroy the Christianity in the future, they could do that. But if only one thing remains, the Bible, one book, rest assured that it will generate everything again. But if you destroy all the Bible and all the teachings of Christianity, and the Christians, they take over the world, right? And they destroy their own books. Rest assured that eventually everything will collapse. The books, it's what maintain the faith of the follower. It's from the books we become inspired. We get to know God. So same thing with Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada, with one book, few books he had with him. And look at that. So much preaching, so much. We have manpower, resource, money, temples all over the world. If your book distribution will be hampered, if these books, they disappear, then the whole Krishna consciousness movement will collapse. That is why we have to maintain the legacy, go out, and try to illuminate the world with this transcendental literature. Thank you very much. It's 8:30. I'll stop a little bit early because there is a bus leaving at 9. And anyone who wants to go, anyone who is listening online, there is a bus leaving at 9 o'clock for Birmingham for the monthly Sankirtan festival. There's a few seats left, you know, for you to occupy. And you can contact Guru Shakti. She's in the car park and is leaving 9 o'clock on dot. So you are welcome to come. And we'll be back, what time? About 4, 5, something like that. And you will be taken care of. There will be prasada there. There will be harinam. There will be book. This is a festival. It's very nice. So if you want to change the breathing from Watford to Birmingham, change air, you know, please go ahead and do it. So thank you very much. Maybe I could take one or two questions. Any comments, questions?